listening to Richard record everything for the podcast, and he keeps replaying over and over, stay tuned, you'll be right back. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. You'll be right. Stay tuned. And the unmitigated gall I have to say to you, stay tuned. I mean, what am I thinking? Do whatever you want. Turn off the radio. Go do something. Go outside. Take a walk. So I want to just cover some stats that I missed in the first segment. Sorry for the delay, but I'm writing down so I remember. I take out planned unit developments, and generally when you get stats from the Santa Barbara MLS, for some reason they've always included single family residences and planned unit developments, PUDs. So I took a look at year-to-date sales of just the PUDs, planned unit development. For the first 7 months of the year, 2025, we had 21 sales, median price of $1.25 million for PUDs. Last year, 22 sales, median price $1.274 million. 2023, 29 sales, $1.325 million. 22, 31 sales, $1.350 million. So it's funny, sales have gone up a little bit, and PUDs seem to have dropped down a little bit, but not tremendously. Am I correct in saying that? 2023, yeah, a little bit. So when you combine the year-to-date median price with those PUD sales, the median price is only $2,450,000. But when you take out the planned unit developments, the median price $2,550,000. So I think it's better. I don't know why MLS started that way. I'm sure in some format you could go to stats, but I think when they send out their stats generally, it includes that. So if you ever hear a difference in a stat from me, that is the explanation. Inventory, 77 listings out of inventory in escrow over $1 million. We have 77 listings in escrow over $1 million, and that represents 22% of the inventory. Versus last year at this time, 58 listings were in escrow over $1 million, and that represented just under 20%. And in 2023, we had 54 listings in escrow over $1 million. That represented 25%. So obviously we have more inventory, and even though we have more listings in escrow over $1 million, the percentage drops. If you go back to 2014, we also had 77 listings in escrow over $1 million. Who would have thunk it? And it also represented 22% of the inventory, actually 22.5%. So it's kind of interesting that in 2014, we had almost the same percentage there, although overall we had back then 344 listings for sale, and today we only have 275. But yet we had the same number of listings in escrow over $1 million. That's I don't know what that means, but I just thought I'd share that with you. Now, last week I mentioned, I was trying to get the 100-year-old realtor on the phone, and I started to tell you about an email that went out as a friendly reminder to all agents that open house directional signs are no longer allowed during the week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have caravan, and we're trying to market and sell homes, and buyers and sellers appreciate knowing. Now, if you're working with an agent, the agent's going to tell you the house is open, so you don't need an open house sign. If you're just driving around and you see, oh, there's an open house sign, maybe I should go in. Are you a real buyer? You might be. You might be. But anyway, during the week, no longer allowed. Under the revised rule, signs may only be placed in the parkway. And I'll get back to that in a moment. Signs are only allowed on weekends from 6 a.m. Saturday to to 12 p.m. Sunday. A bizarre time frame. I guess they're just saying anytime Saturday and Sunday. They must be freestanding, no more than 42 inches. Signs must not block sidewalks, curb ramps, or pedestrian paths. Off-site signs continue to be prohibited in the El Pueblo Viejo Landmark District. The city may remove any non-compliant signs without notice. I don't know if you remember me telling you about the sign jail for Caltrans. You should take your signs if you were on Foothill Road and areas they covered. So signs may be placed in the parkway, the area between the sidewalk and curb, and now I'm out of time. But I have this whole list that I started to tell you in alphabetical order of different parts of the country where they have different names to parkways, the strips of grass between sidewalk and the street. And I don't know how many are on this list. It's a page and a half almost. And there must be at least 30 different names of what you can call the parkway. But I'm out of town. No, I'm in town. I'm out of time. So we'll do it another time because we're going to take a break and come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.